Welcome to Leading the Leaders, 7 Minutes of Leadership Podcast. I'm Craig Simmons, your host and president of Leading the Leaders, a small Christian-based veteran-ran leadership consulting group. We believe that proper leadership makes everything better and everyone better. Our design with the 7 Minutes Leadership Podcast is for the leader to take small, bite-sized examples of leadership principles and apply those principles into their everyday life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself, and most of all, learn. Hello, this is Craig with Leading the Leaders, and we want to welcome you back to our 7-minute podcast, the Leadership Breadcrumb Series. And today I want to look at something that I realized that we neglected to go over when we was covering the 4 P's of leadership. When we did the 4 C's of leadership, we mentioned that the 4 C's of leadership had a hidden C in there, and we said that hidden C was communication. And so now today we want to look at the hidden P in the 4 P's of leadership. And we will find that if we look and we understand, this hidden P is all important. Just like when we discovered the hidden C in the 4 C's of leadership, that communication is all important, so is this hidden P of the 4 P's of leadership. Now, this might be somewhat troubling or confusing, because we said from the offset that the 4 C's of leadership was a value system and the 4 P's was a technical system. And what we're going to speak of is not a technical system of sorts. However, it is technical. So what we want to look at in this hidden P is people, or you can say personnel. Now, in previous lessons, we spoke on the hidden C of the 4 C's of leadership, which we said from the offset was communication. Now, today, we would like to consider the hidden P and the 4 P's of leadership, and that being people of the organization, group, or company, or unit. Whatever it is that you want to call it, we want to first speak on the benefits of noticing one's people as a leader. It's 3 key ingredients that we want to talk about. Now, there's more, but we just want to emphasize these 3. 1, if you notice people, it builds trust. 2, if you notice people, it builds morale. And 3, it makes leading easier. Today, it seems that many leaders do not understand how important it is to notice and give notice to the people who work for them. Now, I must admit that when I was a young leader myself, I did not possess this mindset and I did not possess this skill set. And so it caused me trouble because I did not truly understand the value of the people that I was leading. However, over time, training and much trepidation, I came to finally realize the importance of giving praise and acknowledgement to the people that I was entrusted with leading. Actually, I could tell you this was a changing point in my Army career, and it was a life lesson that I never actually forgot, and I hope that I never will forget. Now, let's talk about the first of the 3 that we want to discuss. In the first one is trust. Noticing people builds trust. What it actually does, that is, when you're trying to build trust as a leader, it shows that you care about that person as an individual, not necessarily as a worker, a subordinate, or a follower. As a follower and worker, yes, we understand that concept. But then to add on to that, you care sincerely about who that person is. This is key to remember, because you need to remind yourself that people, everyone has a makeup. When a leader shows and that they notices their people, their subordinates, their followers, it automatically has a trusting effect to it. And why it has a trusting effect to it? Because they see themselves not just as a worker or what have you, they now see themselves as being somebody important to the leader. This builds trust. And I can tell you, this builds trust on two levels. This builds trust from the leader to the person, because as a leader, find out who these people are, they have more trust in them. And then the same thing goes true with the subordinates. When the subordinates realize the leader has noticed them and actually seeing them other than just a worker, it builds trust in the workers. Is what we call a win-win. Because you got to understand this concept. Everyone under your control has a story. And good leaders take the time to learn the story, because their stories is what make them who they are. What their story makes them uniquely who they are. It shapes who they are. I am not talking about spending tons of time talking to people. It could be very simple. It could be very simply as just stating, how are you doing? And taking time to listen to what that person is going to say next. We should understand this concept. Now, when we're talking about this concept of building trust as a leader by noticing our people, this speaks and goes back to something we covered before in emotional intelligence and the importance of managing relationships or building relationships, whichever is true. Because if you don't have them, you build them. If you have them, you manage them and you try to get them to thrive. Questions about that person and their makeup, inquiring about them by simple questions, don't have to take up tons of time and hours upon hours, but it helps build the trust between the leader and their subordinates and followers. This is a true formula for success for any leader. You as a leader should remember, to whatever heights you will go to and you will get to, the ones that will get you there is the people. Never forget, the trust principle of leadership is actually noticing the people that is going to get the job done. Now, we've been speaking on the hidden P of the four P's of leadership. And we just got a chance to basically unearth one of them. So we're going to come back and we will research and we will explain the final two in our next episode. So please take time in joining us and we look at the hidden P of the four P's of leadership. My name is Craig Simmons, and I thank you for your time. God bless and happy leading. Thank you for joining today's episode, The 7 Minutes of Leadership. If you desire to get in touch with me, you can go to our website at leadingtheleadersllc.net. At the website, you will have plenty of tools that will help you in your leadership desires. Thank you again for listening.